Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 202. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Oh, that's too many episodes.
Yeah.
And Fozzie.
Oh, hello.
Jeff may join us later, but he wanted me to tell everyone that he hates Watch Dogs.
I saw him really thinking about it.
That is legitimately what he sent me via text was.
Like, he literally hates Watch Dogs. I saw him talking about how it wasn't, like, an authentic representation of Chicago.
Of course it wasn't. God, I told him that.
I'll try to join when I can. Really just not up to it at the moment. Tell everyone I hate Watch Dogs.
At least he's played it. I pre-ordered it at my local GameStop, which is, like, a really, like a five-minute train ride from work. So it's like, I just hop out of work, I hop on the train, I hop out. I've been working so much this week, I didn't have a chance to go get it. So today I just gave up and just bought it digitally.
Ah. Yeah, so let's talk Watch Dogs, because I know Fozzie's played it. I saw that he has gotten some achievements. I played about 2 hours of it. Not much. It's a game.
It is a game.
Great. I thought it was a game.
Okay. It functions.
It functions as a game. You press buttons and your guy moves around the screen in a manner appropriated to those functions.
Yeah, I mean, it, very much so. It's very much a game like Grand Theft Auto.
Some might say a Grand Theft Auto clone, even.
Yeah, except you have, like, this magical button where you can hack into everybody. Not everybody, but lots of people. Not really
and
sure.
How does that work?
You just
explain. Like, so it just pops up when you're like walking around.
There are a lot like little boxes form over everybody, and like little lines draw from you to them. And when you can hack into them, it says like press X or whatever. But when otherwise, it'll just give you information on them. The first time I played it, there were a lot of people that made porn films in college. Have you gotten that, Fozzie, where like you're walking around and it'll tell you like, you know, this person like didn't pay
for the torture porn.
Like in the torture porn. Like I had literally like 20 in that first hour that I was playing. Like every time I would walk up to a woman it said did porn film while in college.
It's been pretty good with kind of like, you know, adding variety to it, though.
Yeah, I got better ones today. I wonder if some of that was, I was having trouble connecting to the Ubisoft
service.
Yeah, Uplay.
I thought it was very interesting that they got hacked on the day they released the game about hacking.
That is pretty funny. It's very GTA-ish, though, at least from what I played initially. What did you think, Fozzie?
I don't know. It's kind of GTA. I think it's kind of more even like Assassin's Creed.
There's definitely elements of that, yeah.
Like, the thing is that with GTA, it kind of prides itself in, you can do anything and everything, but this game, there's really a lot of consequences to, like, your actions. You can't really just go around driving crazy.
I did notice that. Like, there's, like, a meter or something. Like,
And the meter is pretty liberal as far – or not liberal, but – it's liberal as far as, like, how far the gauge will go down. Like, if you kill, like, you know, 5 or 6 people – how it works is, like, there's a bar system. So if you're on the good side of it, you get, like, kind of little bonuses. Like, citizens won't call you in as much or something like that. But, you know, if you kill 5 or 6 people, that bar will significantly shrink down. So, but if you know, in the same way, if you do one of the missions where you stop, like, someone getting killed, then the bar goes way up. So, I think it's pretty neat. It's not like it's like the slow burning thing like Mass Effect, kind of the Renegade and Paragon. Like it always kind of keeps you on your toes. So,
yeah,
like even I know the end game. Yeah,
I noticed mine that was already like half full on like the good side, because I had done like a couple of the
right.
Crime missions and stopped some of the crime as the vigilante.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, we're only a couple hours in, it's already almost full, so that means that at the same time, that's good, but it's bad if you kill a few people, your bar will go down a lot. So, I think that's a pretty neat concept. You don't ever really feel safe as far as just going around, like, shooting up people, or really have to watch out. And, you know, even during, like, chasings and stuff, trying to get away from police or other people, so, but yeah, I mean, of course, any open world game like this, of this size, is going to have a GTA feel somewhat to it, but I'm really liking it. Gameplay-wise, it's pretty cool. I love, like, stealth games when they're incorporated correctly, and definitely feels a lot like Deus Ex as far as using technology to kind of help you, and yeah.
Yeah, so that was something that I noticed right away, and they kind of do it in, like, that first mission was they don't, like, just hand you a gun until you go kill all these people.
Right.
They kind of walk you through how to be sneaky and move around the environment and take people out non-lethally.
Yeah, and I think that's neat, you know. I mean, again, like Deus Ex, I just go around and just knock people out, and it's really cool because, yeah, you can always go on, like, running, gunning, and I'm sure that works just fine, but I like, you know, being this kind of playing the role of this guy who's trying to be secretive and not really expose himself out there, so I definitely try to take, like, the more subtle approach of, like, stealth and go around and just, taking out each enemy one by one, so. But, yeah, I'm really like that.
Have you done any of the side stuff?
Yeah, that's the main thing I've been playing. It's the side missions.
There's some weird, like, I ran into a drug dealer on the side of the hotel where your base is called, and it's like, what is it, psychedelic or something? Like
the digital trips.
Digital trips, right, yeah. And so I picked the psychedelic one, and you're playing these songs, like this jazzy song, and I'm jumping on, like, flowers.
Really?
Like, I'm going from, like, everything goes, like, really trippy, and then I am kind of navigating, like, my guy as he flies from flower to flower. It's really weird.
Oh, see, like, I haven't played that one yet.
Out of place.
I like those a lot, first off, because you can access it from your phone, so you don't have to go to the people. But I played the one where you're in, like, this, like, hell car.
Okay.
And it's really cool because, you know, there are times where you just want to go on a rampage, and that's kind of where you do it, is in these digital trips where, like, in the hell car, you're just trying to, it's kind of like Carmageddon, you're just trying to run people over, and there's, with every stage, there's something, like, new to it, and it makes it a little more difficult, but, I mean, that's kind of the gist of it, is just trying to kill people and run them over and shit.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, besides that, like, that's really cool. There's a ton of mini games, like, Texas Hold'em, they have slot machines, they have chess. Top of that, I wish the wardrobe had a little more customization.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's very, very
trench coat and in different colors.
Yeah, he's trench coat dude, like, that's pretty much it.
I kind of hate that cliche now, like any stealth game, it seems like they always have the same fucking character. Someone really, like, you know, anti-hero type that has this gritty voice.
Yeah,
and, like,
and a trench coat.
Yeah.
Just like Deus Ex.
Like Deus Ex, and then kind of like Snake, too.
The first, like, hour that I was playing it, it was like, this dude thinks he's Batman. Like, his voice is like that, like, kind of
that gravelly, like,
yeah, like the Christian Bale. Like, I mean, when he's talking with normal people, he's like, but, like, you're basically, like, when you start the game, like, you're, like, torturing this dude, trying to get information out of him. it's that scene, like, tell me where he is.
Swear to me!
It's like, what is going on?
Yeah. I mean, and it's so dumb, man. The characters in general, for me so far, haven't been too great. I mean, I understand that you have, like, comic relief, but it's so bad. Like, the Asian guy that's supposed to be the comic relief, and he just fucking hits one-liners, like, every goddamn sentence. It's just so obvious, so cliche, so, I mean...
And I'm still not sure, like, I kind of get... I understand why Aiden is doing what he's doing, but
right.
It just seems like so weird. Like they wanted you to have this emotional connection to Aiden, and like the fact that because of his previous actions as a thief or whatever, his family was put in danger. But it's just so poorly put together. Like I don't really care about Aiden. I don't care about his family.
Right.
It's like, I just want to go and do the cool things that you can do in the game because they're cool. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I don't care about Aiden as a character at all.
Yeah, and I mean, there is actually, there's a mini game called Memories that I haven't checked out yet, so that might, you know, kind of...
give you something else.
Yeah. But, yeah, I really hate that, especially in a video game where you kind of have the freedom to kind of, you know, develop character as far as, like, you know, attachment to it. So, I mean, for example, you take Last of Us in the first 20 minutes, you are, like, you know, really emotionally connected to the characters because they do it well. But, you know, for this one, it's a flashback. It's not even that great. Like, just shows his tires going out and, like, it's done. Like, and they flip a couple times, but... Yeah, I mean, for me, like, I understand what he's doing, but I didn't connect to the character at all. So, like you said, I think this game is made for the gameplay, and that's why people play it.
I know Jeff, he was complaining about, like...
Well, of course,
I think,
like, Jeff is in this, like, dream state of mind, and he keeps referring back to, what was that game, the one that was in L.A., Street Game, True Crime Streets of L.A., which is pretty big, and it did represent L.A. pretty well. But, I mean, the game still looks good. It's not great looking, but
I enjoy, like, the fact that it's not someplace that I've been before. Like,
right.
It is kind of cool driving around and exploring a new place as opposed to, like, with, you know, even with GTA 4, it was like, all right, we're back in Liberty City. It's like, I've kind of been here before.
Right.
Oh,
yeah. It's nice that you're able to see that. And so, I mean, for me, as far as for the anticipation, like, for example, to play Infamous, I really want to play it because it's in Seattle, but I understand what they're working with, and I understand, like, we're probably going to see a good amount of, like, kind of, like, unique monuments in Seattle, but I don't expect it to be street by street. I don't expect for myself to be able to drive to my apartment. So, I mean, you have to take it, you know, kind of with, you know, not, like, super high expectations. You're going to see the main structures that make your city unique, but you're not going to see every fucking, like, you know, pizzeria that's there, you know? It's just...
I saw Jeff complaining on Twitter that apparently the city in the game is surrounded by mountains, and of course Chicago's in the middle of a flat plain.
I honestly didn't even notice that.
Oh. Yeah,
I haven't looked around really, I guess, that much.
Right, well, how often do you, like, drive to the edge of the city, right?
Right.
Yeah. Again, like, I think, yeah, I guess there are some mountains in the background, but I mean, I don't know, I guess for someone that lives in the city, I can see why he kind of could get annoyed with, like, that fact. Like, I figure that does sound kind of lazy on the developers not to be able to at least look at what the terrain's going to be, you know? But at the same time, I guess, you know, what are you going to show, like, just out there, like, just flat land? Like, I think you need some sort of what looks like limitation, so. But again, I understand where he's coming from, but I still think that he was expecting way too much from the game.
I think we kept trying to tell him that, too.
Yeah, no, by no means.
Damn it, Jeff, you never listen.
Yeah, and he won't listen to this either, so.
That's true.
I
basically lost my breath. Damn it.
I mean, I think a lot of hope was put on, like, there was a lot pushed out there when this first was revealed, that this was kind of like what was going to usher in next gen, and
they definitely
didn't deliver on that. It's just kind of, it's another open world game. Like, it does some cool things with, you know, some cool new things at that, but
yeah,
I don't see it being anything like, game is probably fine on Xbox 360 and PS3. Like, it's probably not look as good, but probably runs like
we're
shit.
We're still waiting for that definitive title that says, you know, the next gen is here.
Right.
And we haven't seen it yet.
Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to happen until 2015. Anyway,
it's very possible.
That's all the games are delays.
Yeah, exactly. So, but you will start to see, like, games where, you know, you look at the order, that game would never run on 360. Like, for Watch Dogs right now, I kind of feel like, yeah, they could probably push the, I mean, GTA 5 looked as good as this, I feel. Yeah, 2015, that's going to be the year for sure.
Yeah. So, Watch Dogs, there it is, the big game for the last 2 months, I guess.
That's
I kind of wanted to hear more from Jeff about Wolfenstein, because he seems to really be liking that game. But
that is like a half a game right there. Everyone.
Yeah.
A shooter that doesn't move very quickly.
I heard it's like 12 to 16 hours.
Yeah.
Seems crazy. That's like an old school. Mm-hmm. Shooter.
Right.
Did you guys play anything else? There's really not been a whole lot.
Titanfall!
Okay, so.
I hit Gen 4.
Yeah, I saw that you had you are now 3 caps in, so. What are the challenges for 4?
I haven't actually leveled up far enough to see them, but let me look it up. I will say the ones for 3 were, like, I did hit them. I think I hit the satchel charge one. I actually hit at level 49. So I managed to get it just in before I hit level 50 and was able to regen without having to wait. But as you get farther in, I think they start to get to a point where it's harder to.
Well, some of the weapons and stuff don't unlock until, you know, level 30, level 40, like if they're going to give you like the sniper challenge or whatever, like that could be really tough.
Yeah. Let's see. The fifth gen. Oh God. Longbow DMR. The sniper rifle.
Right.
Quad rockets. I love the quad rockets. Charge rifle. Oh God. And the RE-45 auto pistol.
Oh, so just a regular handgun.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah. Have fun with that one. But I love the quad rockets. That's a fun weapon to use. I think it's my highest rated for, like, kills per minute is the quad rocket.
I feel like it's too slow for me.
First, the splash damage is huge. So if you're shooting at, like, a pilot, it's really easy to kill them. And then once you upgrade it enough, you get to a point where you can like fire one rocket at a time and the splash damage is still really good and it becomes super accurate. You just have to like mess with it for a while. This is a really good weapon.
I've always kind of stuck with it. Chain gun, but I mean, there's definitely.
Now the chain gun is definitely my favorite. I do like the 40 millimeter for killing other titans, but the chain gun,
sure.
I mean, super accurate, really, really good at killing pilots.
Yeah, it has there's a lot of ammo in it, and it has a decent damage.
And it's really accurate.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need, like the plasma railgun, even though that's a one-hit kill pretty much. You need to be really precise with it. With this one, you can kind of spray a bit, and as long as you lock in on your guy, then you'll be all right.
But I have to say, though, the plasma railgun is really satisfying to kill a pilot with.
Like watching them like explode into a million pieces.
Right.
It's great. I actually have a video of me like getting into my Titan and coming out, and there's this guy like standing on a ledge above me, and he hops into the air, and I like shoot him in midair, and he just disintegrates. Fantastic. Fantastic weapon. Actually really hard to kill anything that's not a Titan with it. And really, it's even hard to kill Titans before you have the upgrade that lets you just fire it as opposed to having to wait for it to charge.
Wait, what is that for?
The plasma railgun.
It's like I'm doing those challenges now, and I only have 7, and like I think you get that upgrade.
Is it 10?
Yeah. And it's like, oh, come on, because especially if you are in like any sort of battle where there are multiple Titans on the field, you're kind of like underpowered trying to like, if you can get that thing charged up, it'll take off their whole shield and some of their health, but then somebody else is swooping in and like destroying
the
them. So it's like, oh, come on. So you kind of have to like wait around and steal other people's kills with that gun early on.
Right.
To upgrade it. It's terrible.
Well, I mean, even if you end up in like a one-on-one battle, it gets hard because you're like waiting for the thing to charge while they're shooting you.
Right. And they're
making you less accurate.
Apart your health and your shields. And I just end up punching them.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what kept happening to me in the beginning too. I would get like melee kills. I wouldn't get any with the stupid railgun. But once you get the upgrade, it basically becomes the 40mm cannon.
And I can do that. I can handle the 40mm cannon. So I will be happy once I am done with the railgun.
The satchel charge one was the one that took me a while, though.
I'm working on level 4 of that. So I just end up tossing them everywhere and pressing the buttons. And like, people are dumb.
They are pretty dumb, it's true.
I ended up, Runoff? Is that the new
Yes.
Map? I ended up, my first couple times I played it, I wasn't really feeling good on it, but it grew on me. I like that map a lot.
Yeah, I like all the maps. I probably like the swamp one the least now, having played it.
Yeah, it's the most visually interesting, but you basically, like, if you're a pilot, you want to stay underground.
Right.
And that's not fun.
They made a big deal in the promos about like running on the trees, and it's a great way to die.
Yeah.
You spend your whole time like fighting in the tunnel instead, which is not that interesting.
Yeah, or like running out to get in your Titan and then battling out there.
Right.
But the Titans are just all running around out there, so if you aren't any Titan, you don't want to be out there.
And there's like, it's not hidden, like there's a little like structure, and there's really nowhere to hide, like if there's Titans around.
Yep.
Like you can go underneath, but the Titan can see you, and they can see through most of the windows. It's just, there's nowhere to get away.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Swampland or whatever it's called.
War Games is great though. Love that map.
I have not played it.
Yeah, they're actually really well done. They fit in really well. They each have like some sort of story towards them though, and I kind of wish that we had at least gotten some sort of campaign thing with that, even though the campaign kind of stinks in Titanfall.
Right.
Like even if we could have seen why we were at these locales, like, because as they're loading, they kind of tell you like, oh, well, this is, you know, we're here for gas mining or whatever. It's all right. Well, I'd like to actually see that in terms of your narrative, except you don't actually have a narrative. So
the War Games one is fun because the message you get in the beginning changes depending on your generation.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Also, I believe by which Titan you choose, or something having to do with your loadout.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Fozzie, you play anything else?
Uh, played a couple of those indie games I was talking about earlier, but, I mean, not too much that we don't really want to talk about for it, but looking forward to Mario Kart.
Yeah, tomorrow, right? Yep, that's going to be fun. We got to get on with Jeff and play some online Mario Kart.
Yeah, that should be good. Just kind of been trying out Watch Dogs, so I think this will probably be the game that will keep me busy for next month or so.
Yeah, I'm hoping, like, that there's love there.
I think there is.
It's going to be a while before we get anything else.
I was like, I could wait on Watch Dogs, but what am I going to buy then? There's nothing.
I'm hoping over the summer, maybe Wolfenstein goes to like $30 or something. You could pick that up then.
That probably won't happen until the fall, though.
Yeah, because there really isn't anything else to play, so... Might as well keep it at 60. If you're looking for something, that would be there. And then when the fall comes, there's just not going to be any time to play it.
Right. So sorry, Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
Do we got any news, Tony?
Oh, yeah. There's lots of news. Things are happening everywhere.
That sounds sarcastic.
Everything's being delayed.
Yeah, I'm not going to bring up the delays because there were 9 million of them. And it just makes us all sad. So let's talk about other things that make us sad. Like, Future, the game magazine, house has posted a $50 million loss and is now laying off 170 more employees.
Really?
Future publishes Edge, PC Gamer, and, Games Master.
They used to publish a Nintendo Power, right?
Yes.
Print Media is dead.
we might be running out of game magazines pretty soon.
Yeah. I like Edge, too. Like, they're actually a really cool magazine. Mm-hmm. Their layout and paper quality.
I remember them from back in the day.
They're a little more high, like, I don't want to say high class, but it's a nicer magazine, like, it's kind of like the GQ of, like, tech and gaming magazines. Okay. Just a nice looking magazine.
Need PC Gamer to stay around, though. The magazine's what I read when I have nothing to get at the airport.
Everything else is gone, like CGW and EGM, all that stuff, like, it's not around anymore. And that's a shame.
It kind of sucks, but, I mean, I don't know, it's kind of like we're at this different world where you have so many other entertainments, and video games is kind of weird. It's not like the same thing like movie magazines or something like that, where, first off, actors and actresses, you know, have that celebrity status that voice actors don't really have at the moment.
Like, but there's nothing I can... Sorry, go ahead. I was going to say, there's nothing I can get in PC Gamer that I can't read on my phone right now.
Right.
I think that's the big problem.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and especially, like, you just think about the consumers, you know, back in the day, we used to look at magazines and be like, well, fuck, like, you have to... You really took, you know, what they said to heart, but now you have Let's Plays, you have demos, you have, you know, social media in general, so you can hear what hundreds of different people have to say about games, and so you almost just take that, like, into account, and all the cool things, again, like you said, that you would see in magazines, well, you can see them in, you know, Polygon and all these other websites, so, I mean, it's game with the times.
Fortunately,
that's
kind of true.
Yep.
Weep for them. Yeah. Weep large tears. And in that same vein of, you know, horrible things happening to companies we enjoy, Harmonix is laying off 37 people, and their CEO has moved into a new role. I'm not exactly sure what that means. He's now the COO. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's also, I think that he's calling himself the chief creative officer or something like that.
Sorry, that's what I meant, CC, yeah.
Yeah, that's a weird timing on that too.
Right after their really successful Kickstarter campaign.
Right. I was not a fan of that.
Of that Kickstarter? No.
No. It just seems kind of weird. You know, you do something like that and then...
this sounds like something that had probably been in the works for a while. And then you throw out that Kickstarter, and then the Kickstarter finishes, and then you announce that you're going to lay off 40 people.
It's just weird timing.
Yeah. I mean, I wish them the best of luck.
Yeah.
Game layoffs suck.
They do. But, I mean... I guess you see more now why the Kickstarter was necessary. They really need the cash in order to keep going.
Yeah.
That Kickstarter was
weird
for a variety of it's a Sony property. Sony owns the Amplitude IP.
Right. So why isn't Sony funding the development?
Right. To me, this just seems really weird. Like, Sony's going, there's no market for this. We're not going to do it. Harmonix goes, well, we still want to do it. Like, we'll go get the money from the fans. And then you turn around and go, we have to lay off 40 people. Like, why would you take on a project that is, this came from, I talked with a guy from Harmonix. I think it was, last Friday. So I made a comment that I wasn't a fan of the Kickstarter, and he talked with me all day about it. And, he said it's a passion project. Well, if your company is in danger with financially, you don't make passion projects. You make projects that make you money.
Right.
Seems really weird.
I agree. Now we should be celebrating their success now. Not
that,
though. Yeah. It's a name for
today. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss Harmonix when they're gone.
I'm going to have a rock band.
I will always have my rock band.
I still have a guitar. Guitars are super hard to find nowadays, in case you haven't. You might have forgotten. But they are no joke. They were like $40 all over again. They were like $40 new, and then $5 like a year later.
Oh yeah, you can walk into any GameStop.
Oh my god, it was giving them away.
Pounds of them.
Yeah, and now they're really hard to find, and they're really expensive now.
Somebody went out and smashed a bunch of them.
Yeah, I wonder if I could. I have the George Harrison Beatles Rock Band guitar. Which was like a separate guitar from the game. I wonder if I could sell that, make some money.
Oh, I'm sure you can. Guarantee you could.
It's alright. I think it might be the only one of my, Rock Band and Guitar Hero guitars that actually still work, so.
Oh no, you must.
I will keep that one. I might be getting rid of my drums though. They are just clicking on dust.
Right. They take up so much room.
Yeah. Anything else going on?
Bizarrely, a game called Battlefield Hardline was leaked this week, which I think is a Battlefield police shooter.
Yeah.
That's
what it seems like, at least.
apparently, the video that leaked was at least 6 months old. According to EA.
Oh, great.
So it doesn't actually reflect the final product. And EA will be doing a more formal announcement during their E3 press conference. If they weren't going to do one before, they have to do one now, so.
What do you guys think of of them, like, annualizing Battlefield in this way.
Well, I think the last one didn't work, so until they release a Battlefield that works,
I'm gonna buy one.
Right.
that last one kind of, sold me from the franchise, so I don't think that they have, you know, the numbers that Call of Duty has or something of that nature, so.
No, and Battlefield 4 sold significantly less than, three did, so.
As it should have, because it didn't work.
Yeah, rightly so. But I just don't, I don't think Battlefield's brand is as strong as EA thinks it is.
Yeah.
I hope, they didn't say anything about when this game is releasing. So I'm hoping beyond hope that it's a 2015 title.
Yeah, like I probably still won't get it regardless, but this sounds like a game you could maybe release in, you know, March or April of, maybe March, because if you want to hit your fiscal year, whatever. But not fall. Like, you don't release this against Call of Duty and Destiny. And I mean, I know they're not necessarily competing against each other, but you're asking for this game to get trounced.
But still, if you're gonna do a Battlefield spinoff, I mean, go back to Bad Company. I want my Bad Company 3.
Yes.
I mean, maybe you can't make good games anymore, so you don't want to go back to that, but.
Well, and what's weird about this is, this is from everything that I've heard, is this Hardline game is being developed by, part of the guys from Visceral, the Dead Space guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then part of DICE, LA. So, it's not even the guys that made, it's not the Bad Company guys, it's not the Battlefield guys, it's just like, other team. They won't say that to anybody, but.
I feel really confident about this now.
Yeah, no confidence.
Yeah, I will not be pre-ordering this game. I'll be waiting for reviews. Someone else may play it for me.
How many shooters are, like, this is kind of what I ran into. I mean, I had Battlefield and I had Call of Duty, and I stopped playing Call of Duty when we were playing Battlefield together.
Right.
And then Titanfall came out, and I haven't touched Call of Duty or Battlefield since then.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you really, like, if you're going to play a competitive shooter, you really can't be mixing, like, you can't be playing 2 and 3 and 4 different ones.
Right.
Right.
Seems like a weird game.
I'm fine with Titanfall. Go away. Yeah. Go away, Battlefield. Come back when you've decided to make a good game.
Yeah, like, I'm, like, really, like, Titanfall will hold me over until, like, there's Halo to play. And then, hopefully, Halo will hold me over until there's more Titanfall to play. Like, I don't think I need Call of Duty and Battlefield anymore.
Yeah. I have no excitement for either title when they come out this fall or whenever the new Battlefield is coming.
No, I will say that Call of Duty got my interest ticked up a little bit for the next expansion pack for Ghost. Whoever is doing that map pack was allowed to go crazy. And their three maps are, there's one called Pharaoh. It takes place in Egypt. And there's, like, the traps. Like if you were, like, think Indiana Jones-like traps where, like, fire is spouting out if you hit, like, a block or something. And,
oh, that's pretty awesome.
The other one is, I can't think of the name, but it takes place in Mexico during the Day of the Dead. And everything is, like, bright and, like, happy, like a big party's going on. And there's skeletons everywhere. it just looks insane. And then the third one is, it's called Mutiny, and it takes place on a ghost pirate ship. With actual ghost pirates.
I kind of want to play it now.
Right, it sounds like it's the most interesting thing to come out of Call of Duty in years. And it's like, they were like, just do whatever you want, because nobody's going to play this, so.
Right. And now people might actually play it.
Yeah, like, I was like, this actually looks really cool. Like,
they did add Jason in there last, was it Jason?
It was Michael Myers in the first one, and then the Predator was in the second one.
Oh, God, I didn't know about that.
Yeah. But I never actually, Because at that point, Titanfall had come out, so I never played the second map pack at all. I may go back and play a little bit of this new one. Anything else going on news-wise?
We could talk about them shutting, EA also shut down Mythic Entertainment.
Yeah.
But I don't think any of us play online games like that, so it doesn't really matter to us.
Yeah, what they did, was that Warhammer Online?
Warhammer Online and the Dark Age of Camelot.
Mm. Sorry.
It's Fairfax, Virginia. It's local for me. Local news.
There you go. That show up on your, like, local news stations?
No, actually.
That sucks. Wasn't even big enough for them to pick up.
Nope. Well, the problem is when you live in Washington, D.C., like, the local news is all, like, national news.
It's political.
There's, like, no difference.
Right. You do live in the capital, so.
Yeah.
Weird. I don't see any news going on. I don't have any news up here.
Yeah, not really. I've seen either. Pretty slow. Layoffs. And
yep. Lots of layoffs.
So let's hit these two questions from Daxter.
Okay.
Anyway, first question from Baxter is, could you guys see Microsoft making Xbox Live, for the 360 free, as they head towards the end of its lifespan?
Wait, what game?
No game. They just, Baxter wants to know if Microsoft would maybe cut the fee on Xbox Live Gold. For the 360, as you know, we kind of cycled down on that.
I can definitely see that, especially maybe not this year, but next year when people still have Xbox 360s and the big games aren't really coming out with it. There could be like an Xbox Entertainment Live or something where. I know they're putting that out for free, but is that for every single, like, media streaming device, or just for, like, Netflix?
The entertainment apps?
Right,
and
right.
It's free for all of them. Yeah, you won't have to pay to use any of the entertainment apps.
Yeah, then, I mean, if you're still playing multiplayer on a system that doesn't have multiplayer, or, I mean, just, like, new games coming out for it, I could definitely see them bargaining the price down a bit. It makes sense there.
I mean, they've added value. Like they said that they're going to improve the games with gold selections going forward on 360, and then they're introducing it on Xbox One.
The last few selections haven't been too bad. I mean, Saints Row 3.
Hitman wasn't too long ago, right? Hitman's not that old.
No. And then, I mean, Dark Souls next month. Right. I mean, some quality games in there.
Yeah. And I mean, PlayStation Plus has had probably a year over Games of Gold, so.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
PlayStation Plus, the only reason it exists is because of one of Sony's huge screw-ups, so.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't see them cutting the I think them moving the entertainment apps outside the paywall makes sense. At that point, you're paying for the games with gold. You're paying for to be able to play multiplayer. You can make the argument that you know shouldn't have to pay to play multiplayer, but that's just how it is now. And you know, for some of that stuff, Microsoft is keeping servers open and other things like that. So, like, there is money that goes into that. Like, that's not a free thing. And I think as long as you're paying for it, they won't shut it down. Maybe at that point, then, you know, Halo 3 keeps going for a longer period of time or whatever. Instead of, you know, we're going to shut everything down because we can. Who knows? I don't think they're going to cut that price though. Or at least not free. That's for sure.
Uh-huh.
Free seems crazy to me. The other question he has is, are any of you guys worried about the online interactions in Titanfall 2 as they won't be running on Microsoft servers?
Wait, what game?
He's talking about Titanfall 2, which was rumored to, you know, be being made at some point. He says the reason he assumes that they won't be running on Microsoft servers is because Titanfall 2 was supposed to be multi-platform.
I'm not really worried about it, no.
Yeah, it's speculation. 2-3 years away.
For me,
I don't think there's any indication that they won't be running on Microsoft servers. There's nothing saying a Sony game can't run on Microsoft servers. It would just, EA and Respawn would have to pay Microsoft to run the game on them.
Right. And we know it. I mean, it's going to have to run on Microsoft servers on Xbox One.
Right. I mean, and they run it on the PC. They run it on Microsoft servers and.
Right. Like every multiplayer game on Xbox One has to run on Microsoft servers.
Right.
There's no other option.
I mean, maybe the place, like, if maybe the PlayStation 4 game doesn't run on Microsoft servers. I don't see. Respawn isn't EA though. Like they aren't owned by EA. They can kind of make their own call on that stuff.
Right. They could do whatever they wanted.
Right. EA is just gonna suck in the money that they make from that game. And I think it's really early to kind of be guessing at anything that's gonna go on for Titanfall 2.
Yeah. Right. I mean, we know absolutely nothing.
Yeah. I mean, at this point we could kind of create a wish list of what we want from Titanfall 2, and it could be just as accurate as anything that comes.
I want my Titan to be pink. I want that to happen.
That will very well happen, I'm sure.
You know what I want? I want achievements attached to my map pack.
Yeah.
That makes me unhappy. Like, I've never gotten a map pack before where there were no achievements.
I wonder if they're maybe just waiting until they release them all and then dump out.
No, what they were saying was they would add achievements, but they wouldn't put them behind a paywall. So they're not going to be attached to anything you do in any of the map packs.
Oh. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Why?
I feel like if I paid money for an add-on to my game, I should get some achievements added on too. Like I have with every other game that I've, you know.
So, like, I like the idea of, so, specifically back to, you know, Call of Duty, DLC. For Ghosts, like, there are specific achievements tied to the maps that you play on. Like, Halo. Like, if you bought a Halo map pack, there were specific challenges and achievements tied to that stuff. Which gave you, I mean,
what?
The reason that you're gonna play is because you paid 10 bucks for it or whatever, but it kinda gives you an extra added incentive to continue to play those maps. And maybe try and play those maps in a different way.
What?
I don't know. Makes me sad that there's nothing attached to it. They are gonna add achievements though?
They said that if they added achievements, they would for everyone. I don't know if that means they will add them or not. Who knows?
You don't know what you would add at this point. Like, their achievements are pretty all-encompassing for everything in that game.
Right. I wonder if I'll ever hit Gen 10.
Well, my question is my ability to see that. And just earlier.
Really? Mm-hmm. I'm just like, I put in a ton of hours and Gen 3. Like,
yeah, that's no joke.
Tony's probably put in like even more than that, and he's Gen 4.
Right.
Like, how many hours do you need to put in to get to Gen 10? Like,
I would say about 5 or 6 days.
I don't know if I can play games like that anymore.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Like, oh, there's going to be a point at which I get bored. Or I just, there's one of the challenges that just annoys me.
And you just stop. Like,
I'm just like, yeah, you know what? It's not doing it for me. Like, some of them, like, you look at, like, the Gooser challenge.
Oh.
It's required for Gen 6.
That might be the one that kills you.
Yeah. Or, Gen 7 Brain Surgeon. Like, I don't Rodeo Titans anymore. Most of the time when you do it, you die.
But yeah, because at this point, like, that was something you could do early on, first couple weeks, because
right.
people didn't know how to play or how to handle it. Now, like, you could Rodeo
Unless
an auto
you
titan.
Find, like, an Auto Titan.
Yeah.
You can't. You'll just die.
Or somebody that's really, really stupid.
Right. Somebody who just started. That's the only way.
Campaign.
But even there, like, I mean, I guess maybe in June we'll find out if there's going to be like an influx of people with, you know, the cheaper Xbox.
Right.
But as we get further away from Titanfall, there's going to be less people picking it up because, you know, we're getting closer to Destiny. That's going to be kind of the buzz for whatever. And then if this Halo thing gets released, I don't think Titanfall is going to fall off the map, but I think like getting newer players to join in is going to be harder.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Like any other game.
And I've noticed that, like, I don't know if you've seen this, Tony, but I didn't play a lot in May, like maybe only a couple hours, and the skill level of the people that are playing, like, I'm getting matched up with Gen 7s, 8s, and 9s all the time, and these guys are fucking crazy good. Like, I can hold my own, but I'm no longer pulling in, like, going 14-2.
Oh, see, I still am.
Okay. So you're still up, but you didn't stop playing either.
That's true. I didn't stop playing. That is true.
So you're still kind of carrying on. Like, I noticed that, like, yeah. my skill level has dropped because I didn't play a whole lot, and it's harder to get back into, like, because you're not playing all the time.
Right. Like, it's a fast moving game. Like, you have to, like, keep playing to keep, like, the Twitch skills up and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. But there you go. Speculation on Titanfall 2.
Yeah. Very early
speculation. A game that I honestly don't see coming out until 2017.
Right. Maybe 2016. I bet it comes out in 2016.
You think so?
They did the first game in 2 years, and this time they'll have a bigger budget.
Did they do it in 2 years, though?
Yeah.
Huh.
They put Respawn together in 2012. They actually started work on the game.
Yeah, I could see, like holiday 2016.
And they had, it wasn't a big team either.
Right, yeah, they only have like 80 to 90 people on their team, so.
Yeah. The team's awesome.
It's just crazy because I heard there's over 1,000 people's names on the Watch Dogs, credits.
Like any open world game like that now, though. It's too big.
And Assassin's Creed, was it Unity?
Yeah.
Ubisoft has announced that there's like 12 studios working on that. 12! It's crazy!
Only 12?
Yeah, only 12.
Oh, that's definitely Unity right there. Earn it.
Yeah, everyone working together.
Exactly.
That's it, though. I don't think anything else. I don't see any other questions, and.
Oh, nice, easy breezy.
Yeah, maybe next week we will do some
E3 predictions.
Yeah, E3 predictions.
Oh, I get it back here, you fuck.
I think this is gonna be the first E3 where the last few I've like kind of taken off and watched stuff from home, and I think I'm just gonna go to work and watch it at my desk.
Yeah.
And then catch the Sony one's like late here, so I'll catch that one at home, but
All right.
I'm not as like excited for it this year.
Really?
Okay.
I disagree, but...
I think last year, it's like... You knew that... I mean, they had already revealed the systems, but you were kind of just, like, waiting to hear more.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're out, and... Can't say there's been much to play on them.
Right.
Or that there's going to be
much everything.
Or that there's going to be much to play on them from the rest of the year. Like, there's a lot of third-party games.
Right.
If you're looking
Madden.
For
Madden. NBA 2K15.
Yeah, I guess.
Sign me up for those games. I'll play those.
Madden and 2K15. You'll play Assassin's Creed Unity.
And Unity and Batman.
You'll play Batman.
And shoot.
Shadows of Mordor.
That one. I don't know if I'll play that one. It'll be out. I don't think that game's gonna be very good.
I never say that.
Sorry, I don't think that game's gonna be very good.
I hope it's good. I like Lord of the Rings.
But, me too. Oh, but a licensed Lord of the Rings title not being good?
True.
Shocked.
I'm hoping that Alien game is good too, Fozzie. Like, that's another one. Sketchy one though. Really sketchy.
Hate you, Creative Assembly. How can you do this to me?
You open bombs. That's terrible. That we'll be playing Destiny.
That's a game I can't remember.
I'm hoping that Master Chief Collection is real. I think that would be really cool.
Maybe Dragon Age Inquisition will be good.
Right, yeah. Looking forward to that. I never played 2, so I'd probably be skipping that one.
2 wasn't very good, so.
So it's probably good that I skipped
it. It wasn't bad, it just wasn't as good as Origin.
I liked Origins quite a bit, so.
Yeah.
It's really good. I'll probably play Sunset Overdrive.
Not Drive Club, but the Crew.
Is that this fall?
Coming out?
Yeah, I don't know. I would probably play that though. That seemed pretty cool.
Yeah.
I heard Drive Club, maybe not so good.
Yeah, that game, not really so good.
Yeah, I was listening to the Giant Bombcast, and I guess Jeff Gerstmann had played the latest build of Drive Club, and he said that game does not control very well. It is very pretty, but it does not control very well.
You really need everything.
Yeah. And I'm hoping Forza Horizon 2. I'm hoping that rumor is true. So
that would be nice.
Yeah. Anyway, we will do predictions next week. Jeff will hopefully be back, and then it'll be E3.
Then I'll be, you know, unreachable.
San Francisco, right?
Vegas.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I work a 16-hour day in Vegas.
And my wife is going to Vegas at the end of June for a... work thing. I am not. Yeah.
I'll be at home with the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
During the end of our fiscal year at my work.
Oh.
Great.
And they're going to be out of school too, right?
Yeah.
Have fun with that.
Yeah, that'll
we'll
be great.
Send flowers.
Might kill myself. Anyway, we'll be back next week. Say goodnight, Fozzie.
Adios.